Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you're joining us on Studio Classroom. Today, we're going to review a book.
That's right. Our book review today is all about a book called Surrounded by Idiots.
Yeah, this is a bit of a strange title. We'll explain why it has this name in our lesson today. Of course, idiot is not a very nice thing to call someone.
No, it has the idea that someone is stupid or not very smart. They don't know what they're doing.
All right, so do you ever feel this way, surrounded by idiots? Well, we'll explain what we mean. Let's jump into our lesson.
Surrounded by Idiots, a simple guide to communicating with everyone. Do you ever wonder why some people are so difficult to work with? In Surrounded by Idiots, Thomas Erickson suggests it may not be because they are idiots at all. Instead, people often think and communicate in very different ways. To explain this, Erickson introduces four main styles of behavior that are represented by colors: red, yellow, green, and blue. Each color reflects a certain pattern of behavior that affects how people speak, listen, and make decisions.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先我们来看 work with 这个片语意思是设法利用，譬如Though there was limited funding offered, the principal gratefully accepted it, saying that he could work with it. 虽然提供的经费有限，校长仍心怀感激地接受了，并表示他可以设法加以运用。再来学一个片语 ,work out, 意思是有好结果，顺利发展。譬如 ,everyone in the family was disappointed,when the relationship between Leah and Connor didn't work out. 当 Leah 和 Connor 的感情没有结果时，全家都感到很失望。Work out 也可以表示运动或是锻炼。譬如 ,some people find working out with friends more motivating, while others prefer to exercise alone. 有些人觉得和朋友一起运动更有动力，而另一些人宁可独自锻炼。
We all have this feeling sometimes in our workplace or our classroom. We just feel like everyone around us doesn't know what's going on or what to do. You might even feel like you're surrounded by idiots.
Now, our article today is going to tell us that this is because of communication styles. That's what we are going to be looking at. So we begin our lesson by reading,A Simple Guide to Communicating with Everyone. Let's talk about what a simple guide is.
All right, well, this is an easy set of instructions or tips in order to do something.
Let's use it in a sentence. This is a simple guide to cooking.
All right, let's jump into this lesson. Do you ever wonder why some people are so difficult to work with? I'm sure everyone has felt this way sometimes.
Yeah, like you were saying earlier, no matter if it's in your workplace or your classroom, we all have people we don't get along with.
Yes, so we see in Surrounded by Idiots, Thomas Erickson suggests it may not be because they are idiots at all.
I think this can be something that is tempting to do. When someone has a different point of view than you do, or you have a hard time explaining what you mean, and they don't seem to understand you, it's pretty easy to just think, well, they're stupid. Of course they can't understand what I'm saying.
Right, you know perfectly well what you're saying or thinking, so you might feel like you know what's going on a bit more, but the author says maybe that's not true.
Yeah, it's not because they're idiots, it's for a different reason. Instead, people often think and communicate in very different ways.
All right, to explain this, Erickson introduces four main styles of behavior, and they're represented by colors: red, yellow, green, and blue.
All right, before we talk about those, let's define a few of these terms from that sentence. First, we have that word introduces. This means that you're bringing something new or you're showing something for the first time.
Yeah, for example, many books introduce new ideas, or a speaker might introduce new ideas at a conference.
So the author is introducing four main styles of behavior. Behavior, friends, refers to the way someone acts.
Here's another example sentence. Often, good behavior is important and even rewarded in class.
There are four different types of behavior styles, according to the author, and these are represented by four different colors.
Right. We said it before, red, yellow, green, and blue, and each color reflects a certain pattern of behavior that affects how people speak, listen, and make decisions.
It reflects a certain pattern of behavior. A pattern is a repeated way something happens.
Here's another example. There is a pattern in this drawing. Things are happening over and over again.
So when people have a certain type of behavior or a way of communication, it's a pattern. They typically tend to communicate that way consistently. The author's point here is that there are patterns that people follow, and these can be represented and divided into four categories.
Yeah, of course, assigning a color to these is just something that the author decided to do. They're just a way for us to think about the separations between these types of people.
I think that's a good rule of thumb to remember for any type of self-help book. Oftentimes, the ideas presented in the book are the ideas of the author. Yes, the things they're saying might be true, but they're interpreting it in their own way.
Yeah, and they're using their very own signs and symbols that are hopefully just a tool for us to understand the way that they are thinking.
Let's keep going now to figure out a better way to use this tool in our next reading.
Surrounded by idiots. According to Erickson, many conflicts come from assuming that everyone thinks like we do. Reds are direct and oriented toward action. Yellows are energetic and imaginative. Greens are calm and supportive. Blues are analytical and careful. None of these styles are good or bad. They are simply different. When people understand these differences, they can avoid misunderstandings and communicate more clearly.
Imaginative, 意思是富有想象力的, 譬如, the imaginative children built forts out of couch cushions and trains out of chairs. 富有想象力的孩子们用沙发靠垫搭成堡垒，用椅子排成火车。 与imaginative相关的形容词是 imaginary, 意思是想象中的、虚构的。 譬如, She solved her loneliness as an only child by creating an imaginary friend to play with. 她透过创造一位想象中的朋友来陪伴自己，以此排解身为独生女的孤单感。她的名字是 imagination, 意思是想象力。譬如 known for his wild imagination, the director created a series of magical films that became widely acclaimed. 这位导演以天马行空的想象力著称，创作了一系列广受好评的奇幻电影。
So our author describes people as being in four different behavior categories. Let's talk about how these different kinds of people interact.
Let's get right into it, friends. According to Erickson, many conflicts come from assuming that everyone thinks like we do. This is so true in any area of your life, friends. When there are conflicts, we just assume that it's the other person's problem and assumes that they have the same information that we do.
Yeah, let's talk about what a conflict is. That is just a disagreement with someone.Or it could be a full-on physical fight.
Let's use that word conflicts in a sentence. They solved their conflicts quickly.
So, these conflicts come from assuming everyone thinks like we do. Reds are direct and oriented toward action.
Now we're moving into the part of our lesson where we're talking about what these different colors represent.First, we're talking about the behavior pattern of people who fall into the red category.
And these people are oriented toward action. If you're oriented toward something, you're focused on that thing or directed toward it.
Let's use oriented in a sentence. She is oriented toward getting an agreement.
Okay, so they are oriented toward action.Yellows are energetic and imaginative.
Sounds like these are more creative types of people. Greens are calm and supportive. Green often represents those qualities.
Yeah, those people might seem a bit passive, but they can be very helpful in many situations.
For sure. We have one more category to look at here. Blues are analytical and careful. Let's talk about what that word analytical means.
Absolutely. Well, someone that is analytical is really good at thinking logically and examining details to come to a conclusion.
We could say that someone has an analytical mind. That's how their mind thinks about information and processes it.
Okay, let's continue. None of these styles are good or bad. They are simply different. When people understand these differences, they can avoid misunderstandings and communicate more clearly.
This reminds me of an article we had in the past where we talked about different cultures not being good or bad, just different in the way they interpret the world.
Yeah, and it's important to understand where someone else is coming from and ask them questions. Don't just assume things.
Yeah, because that could lead to misunderstandings. Misunderstandings, friends, are wrong ideas about what someone means.
Let's use that in a sentence. We could say misunderstandings can cause problems and even conflict.
The idea here is that somebody says something and people take it to mean one thing when really they mean something else. Or maybe people are misinterpreting someone's actions.
Yeah, so misunderstandings make it really hard to communicate with someone else.And hard to work together on any kind of project.
Yeah, it can be hard to communicate with people when their communication styles are different. You might be communicating one thing, but the person takes it a different way.
Well, friends, we have more to learn, but right now, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together.What are we looking for today? According to what? Imagine you're playing detective in class, solving a mystery. Your friend says, the teacher told me the test is tomorrow. Then someone else pipes up, but according to the schedule on the board, it's next week. That little according to shows where the information came from.It's like giving credit to your source so everyone knows it's not just made up. According to means as said by, or based on someone or something. We use it to introduce facts, opinions, rules, or reports from a reliable or sometimes funny source. For example, according to the weather app, it's going to rain this afternoon, so bring an umbrella. Let's try one more. According to my little brother, the best way to eat cereal is with chocolate milk and extra marshmallows. Here are two close cousins. As per is a bit more formal, often seen in instructions or official stuff. For example, as per the rules, no running in the hallways. Based on focuses on the information or evidence used. For example, based on the clues, the treasure must be hidden under the big oak tree. I once followed directions according to an old map in a game. I ended up in the neighbor's garden chasing a hidden chest that was just a rusty bucket. Sources can lead us on wild adventures. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Surrounded by idiots. The author also explains why clashes happen. A red may see a green as slow, a blue may think a yellow is careless, but these judgments come from stress, not truth. Erickson encourages readers to look beyond their first reactions and try to understand the intention behind someone's behavior. This awareness helps people work together with more patience and respect.
During the merger, it became clear that there was a cultural clash between the staff from each branch. 在合并过程中，各分支机构员工之间逐渐出现明显的文化冲突。Clash 当动词时，意思是冲突、不协调。譬如 ，The fashion designer was known for wearing eccentric outfits with colors that clashed. 这位时尚设计师以穿着色彩不协调的怪异服装而闻名。片语 clash with somebody 或是 something 的意思呢是。与什么不合发生冲突。譬如 Their personalities clashed so strongly with each other that they weren't allowed to sit together in class. 他们的个性严重不合，所以在课堂上被禁止坐在一起。这就是今天的 Language Lab. Thanks for joining and see you next time.
We talked about how conflict and misunderstandings arise.Let's talk about what kinds of conflicts happen between the colors.
All right, good idea, Garrett. Let's keep reading to find out what those conflicts might be. The author also explains why clashes happen. A red may see a green as slow. So if you remember, friends, in the previous section, we learned that reds are direct and oriented toward action.
Whereas greens are more about keeping the peace, so to speak. And these seem fairly opposite.
They are very opposite, and that's why reds might think that greens are slow. They want to get things done and do it quickly, but greens might have a different pace.
They have different priorities, too. Well, a blue may think a yellow is careless.
Okay, let's talk about what careless means. Careless means not careful. Oftentimes, it means that someone makes mistakes very easily.
Here's another example. Careless driving is dangerous. Keep your eyes on the road.
So if you remember, friends, yellows are energetic and imaginative. Blues are the analytical ones. They probably think things through before they act, But maybe yellows are just so excited to get going on something, they don't analyze everything first.
Yeah, or they make decisions based on feeling more than really thinking things through.
Okay, so we see here some examples of how these different colors might misunderstand each other. But these judgments come from stress, not truth.
Not truth. Erickson encourages readers to look beyond their first reactions and try to understand the intention behind someone's behavior.
Look beyond their first reactions. If you look beyond something, friends, it means that you see past the surface.
For example, look beyond the words that he's saying to what he really means.
Going back to our text, we see that Erickson encourages readers to look beyond their first reactions and try to understand the intention. Now, what does intention mean?
Well, your intention is what you're planning to do or what you mean to do.
Here's an example. His intention was to help. That's what he wanted to do.
Yeah, and sometimes your intention, what you mean to do, is very different from what you actually end up doing or how the other person feels that you're working with.
People might see what you do, and even if your intention is good, they might take it a different way.
Yeah. Well, this awareness helps people work together with more patience and respect.
Awareness is a great term for us to take a look at together, friends. Awareness is knowledge or notice of something.
For example, some people like to raise awareness about causes they care about, like the environment.
The point is that once we're aware that different people have different communication styles, it helps to avoid those misunderstandings and work together with others better.
All right, we've learned quite a bit already about what Erickson is saying in this book. We'll talk about it a bit more in just a moment. Right now, though, let's go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看主词加 suggest 或 suggests 加 that 加子句的用法。这个地方的 suggest 意思是表示、显示，而不是建议。可以从受词子句中的 情态助动词看出语义的强度。例如 may not 表示可能不是，语气比较保留。如果要表达比较强的否定推论，则可以使用 cannot 表示。 不可能。来看例句, The study suggests that the disease cannot arise from just one gene. 研究显示,这种疾病不可能仅由一个基因引起。
Friends, we have reached the end of the first half of this lesson about dealing with idiots, or at least avoiding misunderstandings with our coworkers and friends. Let's take a few more minutes now to discuss what we've learned.
All right. Well, we've learned a bit more about why we have this very interesting title, Surrounded by Idiots. We learned that the author is saying, you're probably not surrounded by actual idiots, just people who think a little differently from you.
They have different communication or behavioral patterns. The author categorized these into four different colors.
Yeah, we had red, yellow, green, and blue. Some people are very action-oriented. They do things right away. Some people are more creative, others more passive, and others a little more logical.
When people from different color categories communicate or work together, there can be misunderstandings that happen.
Now, Anne-Marie, do you think what the author is saying has played out in your life at all?
I think in some ways it has. I think misunderstandings could happen for many different reasons, from culture to personalities to communication styles.
Yeah, think about this, friends. Think about maybe what color you might fit into. I would say I don't fully fit cleanly into just one.
Yeah, I would agree with that as well. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.